What I found particularly fascinating is that the emotionally intelligent model, the new ChatGPT 4.5 model, which again has been touted as a model that may not blow you away in coding or STEM or math, but is much more natural and human, succeeded far and away the most in this experiment, apparently convincing researchers 73% of the time that it was in fact human. We have covered now many stories of AI successfully replicating human performance now in so many subjective areas like poetry and art, and now just simple human conversation. You combine this with the boundaries that we are rapidly crossing with video and image generation, and we have, again, very much arrived in this sci-fi future that is no longer a future. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with a ton of AI news to cover today, catching up from the last few days where we had a bunch of demos and agentic AI tools and features to cover. Honestly, we have one more agentic tool or feature to cover today, as we missed out on quite a few announcements, three of which I decided to cover in today's Daily Digest. Major shout out to the rundown.ai, as always, for curating all of these AI stories. I'll say it again, I've said it so many times before. If you guys haven't subscribed to the rundown.ai, you are very much missing out. Anyway, the three things we are discussing today aren't entirely going away again from the agentic theme, starting with the news that Amazon is making available an SDK, a software development kit for their very own AI browser agent called Nova Act. And on top of that, Meta has shaken up the AI model world again with a massive launch, a release of their open source, free to use Llama 4 models. There are three models that we'll be talking about within this Llama 4 family release. Of course, the biggest news about them, aside from their massive sizes and scales, is the fact that they are an open-weight, open-source project from Meta AI, as usual. And then finally, we'll finish up with a little bit of, unfortunately, depending on who you ask, good or bad sci-fi news. And that news is that an AI, and in particular ChatGPT 4.5, the emotionally intelligent AI, has officially passed the Turing test, the long-existing test for machine intelligence developed by Alan Turing, which essentially asks whether or not a machine can convincingly portray a human in a text communication with another human. So anyway, we'll round out our Daily Digest episode with the latest sci-fi becomes reality brought to us courtesy of AI, which also seems like it's happening on a daily basis now. Okay, first things first, in my opinion, probably the biggest news of the batch, at least the most relevant news of the batch tonight, and that is the fact that Amazon is entering the browser agent game, the agentic AI game in particular, with their new SDK, their new software development kit for developers to access their new Nova Act agentic model. Check out the link in the show notes. We're looking at it right now if you're watching along on video for a bunch of technical specifications of the model, what it can do and how it works, but primarily wanted to go over a few really cool features that they mention here on the page, as well as this infographic, which we'll touch on in a second. But they give you a little introduction to Amazon Nova Act and what it can do. They mention that it can actually, quote unquote, succeed in novel environments like web games, which is interesting. Some of the most viral or interesting experiments we've seen with Claude have been playing Pokemon, I believe it was. Anyway, these agents playing games is a very, very good demonstration of their abilities, interestingly. And then lastly, they also go on to show how it's going to be a big part of Alexa Plus, what makes Alexa Plus, I think, is going to be so groundbreaking, especially just as far as AI adoption goes, and really kind of bringing the wow moments across a wide distribution of tech users and Alexa users who probably have not been exposed to AI at all, when their Alexa Plus can really do some incredible things on the web for them just by voice and interaction alone. I think it's going to do a lot for AI adoption. Okay, back to this infographic really quick, where they break down the performance of Amazon Nova Act compared to, in particular, Claude 3.7 Sonnet, but also the computer use agent of OpenAI. You're seeing here that Amazon Nova Act beats it in these three agentic AI benchmarks or tests. One is called the Screen Spot Web Text. And it says here, follow natural language instructions to interact with a textual element on screen. One is the screen spot web icon. Again, I'm just reading right from the labs.amazon.science page here. ScreenSpot web icon. Follow natural language instructions to interact with a visual element on screen. So you have textual elements on screen, visual elements on screen, and then the ground UI web benchmark says understand and interact with the various UI elements on the web. So just three standard benchmarks to test the agentic capabilities, web browser agentic capabilities in particular of these models. What I find really interesting is that Amazon Nova Act is beating Claude 3.7 Sonnet, which, as we just mentioned the other day in our Manus AI episode, is the model powering that web agent, the Manus AI agent, which I think that is probably the most capable and most powerful agent available right now. So the fact that Claude 3.7 Sonnet is under the hood there, or Claude 3.5 Sonnet, more accurately. And the fact that Amazon Nova Act is actually beating that, I think is really compelling and indicates that it's going to be a very capable web agent if these numbers bear out. Now, what makes this so interesting to me in particular is because it's Amazon, for one thing, and Amazon has this amazing distribution of their technology through this massive existing user base, particularly with Alexa. And this Nova Act agent is going to be powering that new Alexa Plus, as we mentioned. And we talked about this in a previous episode as well when we talked distinctly about Alexa Plus. Check that one out in the show notes also. Now that we know that this Alexa Plus is also going to be powered by this Nova Act model, I think it's just huge news for AI adoption. We talk about that so much on this show. It's become a recurring theme. And when companies like Amazon, who have their tech fingers so deep into this wide user base, again, as I mentioned, people who are not necessarily AI adopters either at all, just the Alexa voice assistant itself has permeated a ton of households across a variety of demographics. Literally all age groups are speaking to Alexas at this very moment. It's pretty crazy. So just huge news for Amazon, huge news for agentic AI, for marketers, for who are staying on top of these AI channels and experiences, specifically voice experience as well, which we also talk about a lot on this show now. Okay, moving on. Meta has made itself once again the king of open source AI with the launch of their new series of models, the Llama 4 series, which of course are open weight or open source with absolutely massive context windows and training parameters and multimodal capabilities. At this point, they have announced three models, Llama 4 Maverick, Llama 4 Scout, and Llama 4 Behemoth, definitely my favorite name out of the three, which is still in training, Behemoth, apparently, but it's rightfully named due to its reported size. We're going to do our best to keep this quick and useful and not get too deep into the technical side of things, but be forewarned, this is going to be a technical section of our Daily Digest here, mostly because I want to talk about this MOE architecture, a mixture of experts. A new definition for us here on the AI Marketing Navigator. This is where things get, again, a little bit heavy technical-wise, even for me. So in this mixture of experts architecture, essentially parameters are assigned dynamically, as I understand it, across quote-unquote experts, 128 of them in the case of Maverick, and 16 in the case of Scout, and it's only going to activate a certain subset of parameters for efficiency. So for instance, Maverick has a total of 400 billion parameters, but it's only going to activate 17 billion and spread those across 128 experts to reason and logic through a task. In the case of Llama 4 Scout, you have fewer total parameters available total, 109 billion, but the same activation of 17 spread across 16 experts, so a lot more parameters per expert in that case. Again, definitely check out the links in the show notes because we're just touching the surface on the technical specifications of the model. There are a bunch of things to note about the size of all of these models, but particularly the context windows. For Llama 4 Scout, you have a new industry-leading 10 million token context window, which is apparently the equivalent of a 7,500 page text in one query. Now, I have seen some anecdotal reports that you should maybe be taking this with a grain of salt because the available information says that the training data for this model is limited to 256 tokens, which I understand it kind of to mean literally limits what the context window is able to perform because it's only been trained on that limited amount. Now, again, that's with my limited understanding. And here actually on the screen now, if you're watching along on video, you're seeing a diagram of this mixture of experts architecture. So you can get a look at that right now if you want to pause the video and take a closer look. Anyway, apparently Llama 4 Maverick utilizes 1 million tokens. Not so super groundbreaking anymore. Gemini 2.5 Pro debuted at the 1 million token context window also, and it will reportedly be 2 million soon. Then we have the Behemoth model. This model is reportedly going to activate 288 billion parameters out of 2 trillion total parameters. It is still in training right now, apparently off of 32,000 GPUs. So some just astounding numbers and scale for the Behemoth model being reported. As far as benchmarks, Maverick, you can kind of think of, consider it the standard flagship of the family here, I guess, apparently outperforms GPT-4 and Gemini 2.0 on coding and reasoning and vision tasks. Scout, which you can kind of consider the lightweight, fast model, beats Gemma 3, and Gemini 2.0 on context tasks. Again, check out all the links in the show notes for these benchmark reports. We're looking at some of these numbers right now on the screen if you're watching along. Behemoth apparently surpassed GPT 4.5 and Claude 3.7 on STEM areas. Now, I think it's a little hard to say right now just what the size of Behemoth is going to mean for the results. We've seen a lot of results, for instance, that show smaller models performing much better than larger ones, all depending on how the resources are utilized and how the model is built and the architecture of the model. So who really knows exactly where Behemoth will come out? Again, it's just pretty astounding, the potential numbers, or what the numbers could potentially mean. Anyway, Meta continues to very much be the leader of open source, and at this point is technically the leader of AI model specifications when it comes to parameters and training of their models. And last but certainly not least is our sci-fi bit of news. I'll leave it to you to determine whether or not it's good or bad news, because it's actually no longer sci-fi. This is an article from the rundown.ai that we're looking at right now. This is from last Thursday, and it discusses an experiment performed by researchers at UC San Diego, in which they quote-unquote demonstrated that AI systems can consistently pass Alan Turing's famous test of machine intelligence. Again, this article is linked in the show notes. Definitely subscribe to the rundown.ai for all of the AI goodness. As we mentioned, this is a challenge developed by Alan Turing back in 1950, actually, that essentially challenges machine intelligence to convince humans that they are, in fact, human via text conversations. In this study, judges were basically simultaneously comparing conversations that they were having with real humans with at the same time as AI models and comparing those conversations, judging whether or not they found them to be human or not. What I found particularly fascinating is that the emotionally intelligent model, the new ChatGPT 4.5 model, which again has been touted as a model that may not blow you away in coding or STEM or math, but is much more natural and human, that's the one that succeeded far and away the most in this experiment, apparently convincing researchers 73% of the time that it was in fact human. We have covered now many stories of AI successfully fooling, and maybe fooling is too negative a word, but successfully replicating human performance now in so many subjective areas like poetry and art. I mean, coding, of course, but that's a little more objective, but writing and poetry again, and now just simple human conversation. You combine this with the boundaries that we are rapidly crossing with video and image generation, and photorealistic deepfakes and the nature of all that. And we have, again, very much arrived in this sci-fi future that is no longer a future. It is absolutely happening today. And it has so much potential, but also so much potential risk. Again, I'll leave it up to you guys to let me know in the comments if you think this is this latest barrier, the Turing test barrier, which, as the rundown.ai puts it, used to be kind of this unreachable finish line for AI that we are realizing now that we kind of just blew by or blew past without much fanfare. And I find that kind of both fascinating, and I know that AI alarmists who may not be wrong in their alarm will likely find that alarming. Anyway, this is all a discussion for a different AI podcast. But that is going to do it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.